Welcome into the lounge. This is the best lounge episode that we've ever taped.
Yeah, well, the bar is low. You know, we set a low bar, so we're just getting a little bit better than that. But we've got, I don't know, maybe 15 people in here.
We got more than that.
20?
We got 20 at least. 30.
There's probably a couple hundred people in here, I think. We're here in London. We've been talking about this for a really long time. We've wanted to do a lounge live in London. We are at the Admiralty. Are we saying that right now?
Sure, I think so.
Yeah, I said it right? Good. We all have cold drinks in front of us, and we're doing a live episode of the Lounge Podcast. This is something we've been really excited about for a really long time, so thank you to everybody that's here. And we've got an eclectic bunch. We've got people from London. We've got people from Baltimore. Where else?
Italy.
Italy.
Scotland. Yeah, so we got people from all over. So thank you so much for you guys being here. Have you slept yet?
I slept for a solid 4 hours on the way over. I'm kind of hurting a little bit.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. This is the first time I've relaxed. You see, here's the thing, everybody in the room that you can know. Garrett has had it really nice. He's staying downtown. You know, he's bar hopping. He took the London bus tour around today. I just got in, went to practice, and this is my first beer of the trip. So, cheers to all
cheers.
You guys.
Yay.
Hell yeah. Unfortunately, not pumpkin beer. Raise your hand if you've had pumpkin beer in this room. Less than half. Well, about half. All right, nice.
So we got Frank from the Netherlands. He's one of three.
Frank?
Frank, I talked to Frank from the Netherlands. He's one of three. Come here, Frank.
Really? All right, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Take the mic, Frank. You're being called to center stage.
So wait, have you had pumpkin beer?
Tell me your story,
no.
Frank.
No, pumpkin pie, not pumpkin beer. I'm from Europe. We have actual beer. Like, we don't need the pumpkin.
You can take
type
a bite of,
beer. Of
pumpkin pie and then take a swig of beer and you'll get
exactly,
close.
Exactly.
Gotta swirl it out a little bit.
So, what's exactly. your story?
What's my story? I watched my first football game was the Ravens Giants Super Bowl.
Okay.
I asked my dad to record it because it was a night in the Netherlands. And after that, I just kept in touch with the Ravens. It's been 16 years now, and there are three Dutch Baltimore Ravens fans.
Three total
three.
In the country.
Yes.
we need to change this.
And, it's three of us, and the other two guys are flying in today.
No way.
I've never met them in person, so we're going to meet in London. My girlfriend, she hates the fact that I stay up all these nights and have Antonio Brown ruining Christmas and all that stuff. So when she saw the Ravens were coming over, she said, you're going to buy tickets because I don't want to sit next to you and have that moment when they actually play in London and you're not there. So
nice.
that's why we're here.
So she didn't come with you. She booted
she's
you
there,
out.
Yeah,
oh,
right
she
did
come with
yeah,
you. All
she's
right.
She's right there.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nice.
She's even going through this with me. Yeah.
So the other two fans, the other two Dutch fans are on their way. You're going to meet them for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And how did you get into contact with them originally? How did you guys kind of find each other?
We have a Sport America community in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
We play fantasy football together, and we tend to stay in touch through Twitter.
Nice.
And we tend to live completely separate ways of the country.
Uh-huh.
But when the Ravens came over, it was clear that we had to meet up. So that's what's going to happen this weekend. Yeah.
All right. So who else raise your hand if you're from outside of the States? All right, let's pass the mic around to some of these people.
Well,
I want to hear some of these other stories also.
Well, these are our two favorite guys.
Well, because
the
they
bought us the beer.
Yeah, I'm Sam, and this is my older brother, Tom.
All right, Sam.
Yeah,
Tom?
So I got into, I think the first season I watched was when Billy Cundiff did the thing.
Oh, no. We had a great vibe going
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
right. Now
yeah.
we're depressed drinking.
Yeah. But it went uphill quickly, let's be honest. But our dad's from Baltimore, so we've kind of been into Baltimore sports. Unfortunately, the O's can't do anything whatsoever, so the Ravens are the ones really to follow.
And are you guys able to watch every game from here? Is
yeah.
that like, do you have like a group of Ravens fans that you watch games with?
No.
Well, I tried to watch Thursday night games, but I've still got school, so my mum doesn't let me. so I'm up very early to try and watch the highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly just us. That's mainly what we talk about, just texting each other furiously about who's going to make the practice squad, who's going to make the roster, and who's better, Carl Davis or Willie Henry.
Who's Kevin Hogan and what's he doing?
Right.
Where'd that guy come from?
Right.
Yeah.
So did you pick more players right for the roster than Garrett did?
Yes, I did, yeah.
I was, my first year watching was 2014, and we drafted Mosley, and I predicted we'd draft Mosley. So,
sick!
Yeah. Me and my brother do predict the first round pick, and he won this year, but
I had Humphrey. Yeah.
Nice, dude. We gotta start calling them up for our predict the picks here for our 7-round mock draft.
Have you ever gotten a 1st-round pick right?
Not a 1st-round
pick.
Yeah,
no. The answer is
but
no.
I hit Keith Wedding in the 6th round, and I hit Jermaine Illuminor this year.
Yeah.
I predicted that one, so that was pretty clutch.
Yeah, that's his thing.
You didn't get any this year. You struck out.
First sign ever.
Yeah, right.
First sign ever.
All right, so what other stories do you have here?
Well, wait, before we move it, I'm curious what it's been like this week for you guys both live in London, and have you noticed, like, how has this week been? Have you noticed a huge influx of Ravens fans? Has it been something really cool to see?
I've definitely seen a lot. I think the weird thing is, I think the Ravens are like a weirdly English team, like
underdog. Yeah. No one really likes us. No one talks about us, but die-hard fan base.
Yeah, that's how it works in England. I didn't know England had that.
Like very hard on defense, not that great on offense. You know, that's a very English thing. Like very like functional.
That's great. It does seem like I've talked to like a number of Brits about it, and it seems like it is that smash mouth like brand of football. That's why they're all attracted to the Ravens.
Well, I think rugby is huge here, and that's I think the Ravens brand of football is closest to like that's like just run it down your throat, smash it all the time.
We don't care how hurt you get, but we're gonna keep doing it.
Well, luckily for you, we have a lot of hurt players this year, so there you go. Cool. All right, so we have somebody from Scotland over here.
And like, how did you become a Ravens fan?
I've been a Baltimore fan all my days. I'm quite young, but I was a Colts fan. Boo. I kept with the city, kept with the team. So here we go.
Nice.
It's been really awesome.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's genuinely been amazing. Never thought I'd see my team live.
Yeah.
I've been promised that we'd go across there, and kids happen.
Nice.
happen.
Awesome. All right, well, we had to read this Papa John's thing.
Yeah,
I got it.
Who here has, you guys been to Papa John's? People from Baltimore, from the States have been to Papa John's. Obviously, you probably haven't heard of it.
Yeah,
you got it.
You do have Papa John's here? All right. Papa John's is global.
Global, I didn't know that. All right, so.
I got it.
Yes. Here we go. This is what we do. Oh, you got a text coming in now. It's screwing everything up.
It's from Benjamin Watson. I'm sorry. I'm just that popular. There you go. You know, I know a few players, you know.
Yeah, the text says, why are you the worst Ravens reporter I've ever met?
Who are you?
Who are you? I'm going to respond with who dis? Who dis? All right. You can order the Ravens Flock Special all season long. You get a large specialty pizza. I love how everybody's paying attention.
Right.
And a large two-topping pizza with promo code RavensFlock at PapaJohns.com. Or the day after every Ravens win, so you can get 16 of these.
19, including playoffs.
19, including playoffs. You get 50% off regular menu price online orders with promo code Ravens50 at PapaJohns.com.
There we go. We got to pay the bills.
Paying the bills.
Does that work in the UK?
Yeah, sure.
Does it?
No.
It doesn't.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I love Papa John's.
This guy's amazing. He's paying our bills for us.
it's my Sunday go-to.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does a tailgate look like outside of the US? Like if you're going to have a tailgate in Britain or anywhere else, what does it look like?
Well, for me, it's with my daughter, like 6 o'clock, We have a savory platter, which is essentially a cold plate of meat.
Okay. we have literally never said the word savory platter for a tailgate in the States. Go ahead, continue.
And then essentially I try and coax her to bed at halftime so that I don't miss any of the game. It never works.
Never works. So she's constantly crying during the third quarter.
Well,
is what happens.
She's
you
10.
Missed the third
she's
quarter.
She's 10 now. Okay. So there's no longer crying.
Right.
But normally.
Nice.
But yeah, so now it's Papa John's on occasion.
Okay.
Because they've just moved into our neighborhood.
Is there grilling involved?
Well,
like,
for tailgates.
Like grilling, Super Bowl, grilling Super Bowl. Meat.
That's Super Bowl, a thing? Definitely.
Okay.
Grilling meat.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right, so we've talked to a lot of the guys. We need to hear from some of the ladies that are here.
Yes.
You know,
here we go.
I know that the guys are dominating the conversation, but there's got to be.
The UK. Okay. Okay. All right, we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. Take the mic. Tell us your name, where you're from.
Hi, my name's Jeanette. I'm from Pasadena.
Okay.
Maryland. Anne Arundel County.
Someone from the States.
Anne Arundel County,
nice.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Made the trip. Well, thank you for coming over.
Die hard Ravens fan. I have a woman cave in my house. It's not a man's cave. It is a woman's cave.
That is awesome.
Let's get that right. When you come to my house, you will see why it is a woman's cave.
What's in the woman's cave?
You name it. I have my walls are painted purple and gold and white.
Okay.
And my pool table is covered in purple and black felt.
No.
I have a Ravens kegerator. I have about six televisions down there.
Oh,
I have.
I know where I'm coming for the bye weekend to watch games.
Make your money.
Yes. So, and I have a private chef, which is my husband, and everybody else's husband that comes over. The men are in the kitchen, and the women are in the basement.
Dude, I love this. I love this. Look at
that's
that.
That's the way it is.
That's the way to watch games right there.
Well, and I do have a little Johnny Unitas corner. You know.
Ooh, all right.
And I do have Orioles down there, a little bit, but.
But
yeah,
the Ravens
Maryland,
dominate.
But diehard Ravens fan.
I mean, the walls are purple, so
my walls are purple and gold,
right.
And my bathroom is all purple and gold with stripes for like the referee. And I have a nice big picture on the back where my toilet sits of Ben Roethlisberger getting sacked by Suggs.
Yes. This is behind the toilet, or you look at this when you're on the toilet?
Look at it. The men look at it when they're
saying it.
Okay. All right. Nice. That's great.
All right, so who else?
Awesome.
Who else here is from the Baltimore area? What's your name?
Hi, my name's Kathy. I'm from Arnold, Maryland.
Okay.
Been season ticket holders since the beginning.
Nice.
And I went to two Super Bowls, so we're just excited to be able to travel and support the team.
That's awesome.
I like to travel, and he's the huge fan, so it works.
Have you guys been to London before? Is this your first trip?
Yep, first trip.
Nice. And when did you get into town?
We got into town this morning. Hit the ground running, and we probably won't sleep till we get home.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. That's awesome. So what? Where do you sit in the stadium? Where are your seats?
We are in 501.
You guys sit together?
Yes.
Oh, you're together.
That looks like trouble. That looks like trouble.
Yeah. We did the Super Bowl in New Orleans together.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Did you turn the lights off?
He's the electrician. They're all yelling, "Get ready to turn the lights back on! Get ready to turn the lights back on!" That was funny.
That's great. Funny story about that. So we were in the press box. Garrett and I are sitting next to each other, right? And Beyonce was the halftime performance, as everybody knows. And so there's like a bunch of pyrotechnics. You know, there's like, you know, all the fireworks going off and all this smoke, right? And in the press box, an alarm started to go off. It was, you know, like a smoke alarm, you know, like a fire alarm kind of thing. So we thought, like, when the power went off, I thought that it was because of Beyonce specifically. Like somebody was trying to flip off the alarm and it just turned off the lights, you know? So I was like, just get the other switch, you know? Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was pretty wild. All right, so we have UK Ravens in the house, I think.
Yep.
Here we go, UK Ravens.
Hello.
Hello, and your name?
Jake.
Jake.
Yeah, I'm one of the admins on the UK Ravens Facebook page.
That's awesome.
So,
did
yes.
you see my excellently written story about the UK Ravens?
We did, of course, yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, big thanks to Ben, who's one of our other admins. He's been doing a lot of promoting, and he's got quite a few contacts within Baltimore that's been promoting us quite a lot. And over the last 2 weeks, we've grown huge amounts. Like
really?
Members joining us. We've got over 2,000 on the public page and over 500 on the private page, and increasing every day. It's incredible. It's great.
Have you seen, you've seen, like, in the build-up to this game, that there's more and more people that are becoming Ravens fans here in the UK?
Yeah, loads. Every day, I said in the last week, we've had hundreds of people join our pages just trying to get involved with us and get involved. It's great.
Is that because of savory meats?
It's all because of savory meats.
I can only imagine.
Can you tell a little bit about the story of UK Ravens?
Well, it originally started off about, must have been from the top of my head, because obviously Ben, who's one of the main admins, him and another guy started it a few years ago when the Colts left, which we try not to mention too much, and we'll save been on the sideline ever since, and since obviously the social media has been starting up, there's been a little bit of a private page going with a few people chatting. I remember when I first joined, there's only about 100 people on there, and me and James sort of slowly tried building the fan base up, and then eventually we get more and more people coming, and as the games we get more and more popular, we get more people. And obviously, as mentioned earlier, with the Smash Mouth defense, which has been what we all love in England, it's been growing really well. It's been great.
So why do you guys think, and this is a broad question to everybody that lives outside the States, why do you feel like American football has become popular in Europe and in Britain? You know, what is it that has drawn the fan base? And do you think that it's something that is only going to continue to grow? Do you guys want a team here permanently? All that kind of stuff.
Firstly, I think it's, I say a lot about the commercialized side of things, is that we don't have anything like this in the UK with any of the UK sports. Even soccer is nothing like the American football side of things. And over the last years, obviously, it's been pushing with more and more games each year. And I think eventually we may end up with a franchise here, whether it'll be in the next 10 years, don't know.
But you wouldn't root for that team, I would assume.
No. I'm Ravens through and through. I've bled purple. I've got a Ravens tattoo, so I'm...
I saw that kind of peeking out.
How many people around here know what that is when they see that tattoo?
Not many. Only the good ones know what it is. But I think maybe in a generation's time, if a team did join from the UK, you'd get supporters, but it wouldn't be straight away because everybody would stick with their first choice, and it would be their children that would choose who would start supporting the team that was in London if there was one, if we're that lucky.
Nice. Awesome. Very cool.
I gotta get my guy Craig here in from Baltimore. You know, here I want to get Craig in for a couple reasons. One, you know, we got to get the Baltimore perspective, and two, Craig and I are on the same kickball team, you know, so that's real athleticism. If you want to see real...
He looks like he can kick a lot further than you, I'm just going to say.
No, I've got it down. We've gone through it. I had the drops early in my career. I went through it. It was a mental thing. But have I dropped the ball in a long time?
You have not.
See?
Have not.
Really?
Well, as your agent, I'm glad to hear this.
Yeah.
You're up for contract next year.
Yeah.
You did have the early years yips.
Yeah, the yips. The yips a little bit.
You have... thankfully overcome them.
Yep.
But I would be wrong to mention, so shout out to Boombox
while
we're here.
Right. Hey, so everyone, I know we've talked about this. Has Mink ever won a draft that we've done on the podcast?
I'm seeing a lot of shaking heads here.
The two worst drafts by far were, one, the pizza draft recently.
Right.
But the Thanksgiving draft,
are you drinking alcohol right
that
now?
Was
because
horrible.
I think I see you drinking right now. Would have been a dry Thanksgiving for you, buddy.
You've seen better days. You may have won the visiting away game draft this year.
Well, we're both here.
He's going to go see a lot of good away games, new stadium-wise, but I think when Dragos...
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's a hard sell to not take.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we do all these drafts for those who aren't aware. We've done now the Road City Draft, where we go to on the road because we split up our games. Then we did the Pizza Draft, the Christmas Cookie Draft.
And the Thanksgiving Draft.
Thanksgiving Draft.
And I'm 4-0. I'm 4-0.
Next
question.
Is probably what?
I would concur.
What? Well, we're gonna do the Road Trip Draft every year. But I'm not sure. We'll have to figure out some new ones. If you guys
Maybe
have
the Halloween Candy Draft.
If you guys have suggestions for what we should do for drafts, you can email us at thelounge@ravensonnfl.net.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should talk some football.
Yeah. What do you guys think for this? Are you guys confident? What's everybody think for Sunday's game?
Really?
This is a completely unbiased room, so I'm glad to see that everybody feels that way.
Somebody's like, Jags win.
I did see a Steelers fan try to sneak in here, and luckily you guys gave him the boot.
What? Are you serious? Oh, I thought you were joking.
Where'd your parents go wrong with him?
They dropped him on his head.
Yeah, how does that happen?
In all fairness, he was following football before I was, but he can't choose family, unfortunately. So he is a Steelers fan, but he's my brother at the end of the day. So, but he plays quite well in the UK league and plays for the England team, so
nice.
Got to support him where I can. Just a shame he hasn't got a good choice in teams, unfortunately.
Right.
Aren't there like actual, like, the American football is being played now in the UK, right? Like, teams are kind of starting. Can somebody explain that to me a little bit?
Yeah, there's loads of different leagues. So you got obviously the Premiership League. You've got, to be honest, I don't follow it that well. There are loads of teams in the Premiership. There are lower leagues as well, and it's a big game, and you've got a Great Britain team, which is obviously England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. Teams from all
them.
And
who do they play against?
I think next week they've obviously, I think they got a game against Switzerland. So there's the rest of the European teams, but
does the UK dominate?
Sometimes it's hit and miss. Not as good as you'd like. But
good defense, terrible offense.
As usual, yes. So it's one of the things, we'll get there eventually. But obviously, with the international games coming to England, it's one of those things that's getting more and more popular. And hopefully, in a few more years, it'll get even better.
So that's awesome. Before we go, do you guys have any questions for us that we can answer? If there's anything that you guys, we've been peppering you with questions, but if there's anything that you guys have for us, if not, you know, we don't know that much anyway, so we won't take offense to it. Let's go ahead and get my man the mic.
Are you surprised about the Ravens fan base in Europe? Because you hear about it, you look on Twitter and you see it, but now you're actually here.
The thing I'd say is maybe the same thing you were about to say. So when we started doing this podcast, you know, we figured that it would be something that people in Baltimore would listen to. But I would say at least half, if not more, maybe more, of the emails that we get are all from people that aren't in the States. It's from earlier today. I was walking into this pub, and from the bus to the back door, which is like 10 feet, there was somebody that stopped me from Portugal, somebody that stopped me from the Netherlands, and somebody that stopped me from Israel. You know, just in that time frame. So I was like, it's crazy. We have so many international fans. So yeah, it definitely has surprised me.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I mean, I think what it is that you guys, our international fans, are just so passionate. I mean, it's like a whole other level of passion, because it's not easy to be a fan, you know? I mean, you have to want it. You have to go out there and get it. And like, so, yeah. Like,
wake up in the middle
exactly.
of the night. Yeah.
I mean, you guys are the diehards. And so like, people in Baltimore, like, they are just saturated with Ravens news. I mean, they get it from everywhere. So I've really found it to be really cool and really flattering. And just to see how much you guys have gravitated to the podcast, and we love hearing from all you guys. Like, it's just been really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really fun. Any
so
other questions for us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Let's get the mic before you ask.
What's up, guys? So as somebody that's in the building every day, who probably knows him personally, can you answer the question once and for all? Is Joe Flacco an elite quarterback?
I saw exactly where that was going.
I knew where
that was going.
He's won a Super Bowl. I say yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think definitely Joe is an elite quarterback. It is a hard position to play, and we have this debate all the time, actually, us and the common man, about we've gotten into some good arguments about this. Your argument is that only certain guys can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. There's two types of quarterbacks in the world. Guys who can win it all and guys that can't. And Joe is a guy that can win it all.
He's proven that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I subscribe to that theory.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
But I do think that Joe obviously has proven to be a guy that can win it. And that is, you know, playing quarterback in the league, probably playing quarterback is the hardest position in all of sports. I mean, it is an incredibly difficult position from mental, physical, all those different things. And there are so many quarterbacks around the league that lose more games than there are quarterbacks that win games, right? And so, like, Joe hasn't proven to be the Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady of the world yet, right? But he's a far cry from those guys who lose you games, you know? Like, you go out with Joe, right? Let's hope so.
Yeah.
You go out there and you feel confident in Joe every single time, because you know what you're going to get, generally speaking. You know he's not going to crumble under pressure, all those things, you know? So that is reassuring.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for doing this. We really, really enjoyed you guys. Yeah. Just meeting everybody, having fun.
Thank
you,
guys.
So welcome to your city. Before you go, we gotta pay one last, our bills one last time.
All right, let's play the bills.
One last time. This is for our Papa John's guy right here.
All right, you can get the Ravens Flock Special. You order the Ravens Flock Special all season long, get a large specialty pizza and a large two-topping pizza with promo code RavensFlock at PapaJohns.com. Or you can get the Ravens 50. The day after every Ravens win, you get 50% off regular menu online orders with promo code Ravens50 at PapaJohns.com. Now let's go drink some beer.
Yep, thanks everybody.
That's the biggest cheer of the whole thing.